What's up, everybody? This is Two Sides, One Story Podcast. Let's go. And we go. Yeah, welcome to Two Sides, One Story Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
And this is Rob.
Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in to our episode today. Hopefully you guys have been following us. If you ain't been following us, you know, I know we've been slacking on the episodes, but, you know, we're putting them out. We're going to put them out. Just make sure.
We're back.
Yeah. Follow us on our Instagram, Two Sides, One Story Podcast, on Facebook, and even on Twitter. You can follow us. We don't post that much, but, you know, I'll figure that Twitter thing out. I don't know. We may have to hire somebody, bro. But anyway,
we might have to.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. Been a long week, birthday week, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Everything. Thank you, bro. Another year older, another year wiser, but doing well, man. How about you?
Yeah. Same here. I'm getting older. Ain't my birthday yet, but. Yeah, man. I'm just learning how to take care of crib, man. That's all I'm doing.
It's a beautiful thing, okay. Man. For those that don't know, Darnell purchased a house, and we were talking off air about how he's kind of putting things together and all the things he's learning, man. So it's a beautiful thing. Congratulations again to you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. That's a lot of YouTubing and Googling, man. But, you know, we'll figure it out.
No doubt.
It's definitely when my boy get down here, definitely going to help me put something together.
Oh, you already know what time it is. You know, I got the easy part, though. You know what I'm saying? But I got you, though.
Yeah.
I hold the tools, fam.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You doing anything special for your birthday? Did you go out or anything?
Man, just kind of low key. Just got something to eat. The beauty thing about my birthday is it's around March Madness. Nice. So I get to sit and just watch the games. That's all I really want to do on my birthday anyways. Man. Yeah. But, low key, bro. Low key.
That's what's up, man. It's been kind of crazy out here, too, because they got the games going on. I don't know if they used Charlotte as one of the places to play games this year, but, yeah, they've been
– Usually they do.
They've been crazy downtown. I was down there yesterday, and I'm like, I just seen a whole bunch of people from out of town, seen a whole bunch of young kids. Basketball is like the whole talk of the town. They got basketball, and yesterday they had soccer going on as well at the stadium, Panther Stadium. So, yeah. It's crazy.
You know what's crazy? You just reminded me of something. I was looking online the other day, and they talked about states that are, like, you know, most popular for people that are relocating. Mm-hmm. And guess what was number one?
Let me guess, Charlotte.
Yep. Number one, man. Shock me.
Yeah, that's crazy because I relocated.
It's booming down there, man. It's booming.
Yeah, man. And they said over the next 5 years, it's supposed to be even crazier, man, because they're doing a lot of building and it's supposed to be like that place for to invest in, man. So
let's see what happens, man.
You know, I like to stay low key. Thank God I'm not downtown, but I'm not far from it. You know what I mean? I work there at night. But it's some other interesting news that I was looking at. Some popular food chains that are closing some doors and filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I know people love Burger King and Popeyes, and they're like the favorite spot. Well, they used to be. However, the people assume that they make so much money, but strangely, hundreds of Burger King restaurants are closing down, and many Popeye franchise owners are filing for bankruptcy and have filing for bankruptcy. So I just noticed that those places haven't really been like the – when you drive by them, they do seem a little quiet. Even though some of them are open, but Popeyes and Burger King don't seem to be the spot anymore.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Burger King, I can kind of see that. You know, I feel like Chick-fil-A came in and just kind of knocked it out of the park. I'm surprised about Popeyes. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm surprised about Popeyes, bro.
Yeah, because I still think out of like KFC, Popeyes, I used to love KFC, but it depends on where it was. And then down here, they have another chicken place, which is called Bojangles. They have tons of those. And I'm not going to lie, most of those, when you drive by during the day, are completely empty. And I'm just be like, man, I don't know. But Chick-fil-A, they're popping them up. But you're talking about a place that stays busy during the week all day.
Woo.
Yeah, they wiped them out. And their customer service, I ain't going to lie, their customer service is
A1. Oh, my pleasure. That's that. Every time I get another, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Soda, my pleasure. Like, they hit you with that nonstop, bro.
Yeah, man. So if you guys love any of those restaurants, you better buy something and freeze it, because I don't know how long they're going to be around, man. Unless they come out. You know, when they came out with that Popeye's chicken sandwich, that was crazy.
They did have a jump after that. They did.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Yeah, it fell apart after that. It fell apart.
Yeah, did you go
that's
run?
Crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. Like, all that hype about the chicken sandwich and people getting into fights and all that crazy stuff. I had the chicken sandwich and I was like, bro, this is like.
I'm not gonna lie. So when the whole thing was going on, I definitely ran out there to go get a chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
I actually thought it was pretty bomb. I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was pretty good, bro. I thought it was good. You know?
All right. But we got a lot of stuff. Well, we got a list here today that we want to talk about. There's been a lot of things going on, and we can't cover them all. But in due time, we may have some opinions on them, regardless if they're new or old. So, bro, you want to kick this off? What you got to say right now?
Man, so one of the things that we were talking about, we wanted to just kind of come to the podcast about, was Drea Michele. For those that don't know, Drea Michele, so I tried to like Wikipedia her to kind of like give her this introduction, and it was one of the smallest Wikipedias I've ever seen in my life, right? So she's described as a model, actress / reality TV personality. So that's the best way to kind of describe her. And she's been in that game for a long time, you know, since like the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So she's 39 years old. But the reason we're talking about Drea is because Drea has now announced that she is expecting a child at the age of 39 years old. So it's not so much the age that she's having the child. It's the age of her baby's father, who happens to be Jalen Green, who was an NBA player for the Houston Rockets. Now, for those that don't know, Jalen Green is 22 years old. Drea Michele, again, is 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To make matters even more complicated, Drea Michele is a mother of two other children, one of which happens to be, guess how old, Donnell?
21.
21 years old. So her biological child is close in age to her new baby's father. Man, I don't even know where to go. I'll let you start on that and what you think about that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is a weird one for me, because I'm the type that when stuff like that goes on, I'm like, I don't really care. I'm like, as long as someone's of age. But then you sometimes do look at the age gap. And what really stuck out for me is when I looked and it said she has two sons, one's 21 and one's seven or six. When I looked at it, and I was like, how is that in the house when her son has his friends over and he's there and they're all just chilling and she's the one in the house? And it's just like, all of them could be like, oh, we all could have slept with your mom. Not saying that would really
happen. Crazy. Like, it's crazy.
It just feels weird. Like, I don't really care too much of what she does, but when you think about it like that, it's very weird. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like her son might feel some kind of way about it. I don't know if he lives with her. But if he does, that it has to be weird. Besides him being in he's in the NBA.
The baby's father's in the NBA, not the son. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, well, the soon-to-be, I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
but
exactly.
It's just like, they're going to be real cool and probably get hookups to games, but it's very weird. I mean, because I don't know what his mind frame is like, but at the same time, he's only 22. Like, that has to be a weird situation overall, and I can see those arguments going left all the time. I can guarantee you.
It's crazy, man. And, like, you know, I just I don't even know where to start with this one, man. Like, I guess I'm going to start with, if the roles were reversed and it was a 39-year-old man who was having a child with a 22-year-old woman who, you know, let's say, for instance, I know the ages don't match up, but Britney Spears was a very successful recording artist at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when she got married and was about to have children with this guy who wasn't as accomplished as her, Kevin Federline. And it was a big thing in the tabloids back in the day. You may not remember that.
No, I remember that. I definitely do.
Okay. Okay. So I think this is the equivalent of that, right? She's just, although Britney and her husband were close in age, this guy, this, let's say it was a, Kevin Federline was 39 years old and Britney was 22. Not as accomplished. People would be calling him a gold digger. They would be calling him a, what's the word? Someone who targets young women, a predator.
Yeah. Oh, predator.
You know,
and
I don't think she's
like
any, I don't think she's any different. I think she's a predator for doing this, man. And it's sick. Like, how could you even put yourself in a situation where you have a child who is the same age as the person you're laying next to intimately in bed? Mm-hmm. That's, you got to be like kind of sick in the head, I would think, man.
I don't know. I don't know how that even happens. I really don't. I mean, we know that people make compliments to, you know, women and stuff like that. I don't know who went after who first, but it's just like, it has to be some type of thing to be like, no, nah, you're too young. I'm not entertaining that. But to sit,
I have a child your age.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, to entertain that, period. It seems very weird. And I'm like, I know people can say, you know, he's of age, it's his business, whatever. But at the same time, if the, like you said, if the roles were reversed, that would be, they'd be saying all kind of like, you're sick. Why would you be going after a 21-year-old? You're 40. Like, you know what I mean? It would be absolutely mayhem. Like, it doesn't even make sense. But I'm just like, it's just, I don't know if she feels some kind of way about it. Clearly she doesn't, but I don't know. But that, it's a weird situation that I don't understand how that dynamic in that household is going to, I don't even think it's going to last, to be honest.
No, of course it's not going to last. No. Of course it's not going to last. But then on the flip side of that is, like, you know, obviously the attention goes to Drea because of her age and the age of her son. But then on the opposite side of that, man, I'm looking at that as a parent of, if that were my son, at 22 years old, you didn't work your whole life to get to a point where you've made it to the NBA. You're up for a contract extension, which is going to be, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, most likely for him. Right. How could you put yourself in a situation like, how could you put yourself in that situation where you're having a child? Say it again.
It's because who she is.
It's because who she is. But, like, who's around this young man? Like, Who's mentoring him? Who's talking to him? Like, what are the parents thinking? They got to be sick.
Yeah.
They got to be sick.
Yeah, but at the same time, these, I don't know how they met, but we got to keep it real, too. When these young dudes are out and they're partying and they're getting all this money and they're, these women are actually in these places, too. You know what I mean? They're in the same surroundings. So they basically be on that, sometimes age ain't really a number as long as you're legal, really, in that field, because it just seemed like they leech from, and I'm not just saying women, I'm just saying that men too, they leech from partner to partner and part in this field that they're in, especially in the NBA or this celebrity thing, as they call it. They just be hopping from, like, someone's dating someone 2 months ago, next thing you know they're dating somebody and then they're pregnant by somebody. You're like, what the heck? And it's just like, they don't be really caring too much about the age, because we seen, I don't, how old was that Scottie Pippen's wife?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
man. Oh, man.
Sorry, I know it's another woman, but, you know, I'm not, but it just.
But you know what, though? Now that's two women that are up in age who seem to be, you know, gravitating towards these young guys that are, like, significantly younger, right? And in questionable situations, like, even the Scottie thing, man, like. That's terrible.
It's a slap in the face, because
that's,
I'm like,
a slap in the face.
They've been in the same. This is the thing, when I was talking about earlier, they be in the same circle, and they're in the circle when they're actually with, like, just say, like, Scotty and his wife, when they were married, they were in the same circle where, who's that's Jordan's son, right?
Michael Jordan's son.
You can't tell me they weren't all in the same circle, went to the same event.
He was a child.
Yeah, when he was a child. And I think they might have been joking when they said that. I don't think she babysit him.
I don't even know.
But they try to say that. But if she did, that's even more wilder. It's just like, that's like, I'm not even going to lie.
We all had those.
Like those dreams where somebody, you're a little kid and you see this older woman and you can just like the teacher thing, you wanted to date your teacher. You knew that it was never going to happen. Well, these days you don't even know because
teachers have
been arrested and all kind of stuff with them messing with students. Right. But he ain't going to say nothing. He's definitely going to go with it. I mean, clearly to say that didn't last.
I thought they were still together. I don't know.
From the last I checked, they weren't together. They broke up. But
no, man, it's just crazy, man. This young man, it's not gonna last. I hate to be the pessimistic person in it, but it's not gonna last. And she's gonna get a hefty check for the next at least 18 years off of you.
Oh, she's locked in. I mean, I pray that the baby has a safe, you know, when he is born, a safe delivery and all that stuff. But he's definitely locked in.
You know, it's crazy. So there's another young kid, very good basketball player. I'm familiar with him. You know, recently we were in the gym and he made a comment, not to me, but someone who works out with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid made a set. He kind of overheard a conversation. It was two kids talking and talking about NIL money and just kind of what they would do. And he's talking about how he would just splurge on a particular girl. Right. Yeah. And the other one kid was like, oh, I don't know if I would do that. I would do it a little bit different, blah, blah, blah. So the kid that is close to the NIL money says, well, I'm going to show my girl I'm not broke. You know, I'm not no broke dude. You know, so that's the mentality. The kid's very young. You know what I mean? But the mentality is I'm going to splurge and show you I got the bag.
Yeah.
And it's just such an immature way of like seeing the world. And just managing your finances, man. Like you said, there are a lot of people that are out there that are sharks that are looking for situations like this. And it's sad, man. It just won't be the last, unfortunately.
It won't be because all these clips that are coming out of what's being expected and what do you got to have, it does put – I'm not going to lie. It does – this is going to turn into a whole different conversation. It does put a kind of – people can say what they want, but to me, it does put some kind of a pressure on these young men coming up of what – not saying like you're supposed to – work on being established and having the right mind and, you know, taking care of your priorities. But there's an extra pressure being put on them where you got to have this. You got to be looking like you're balling. You got to and then you spend. You ain't invested in nothing. You don't have anything, but you just sitting there showing that you can go buy all these fancy clothes and you take them there, buy cars and all this stuff. And at the end of the day, that's horrible mentality to have and thinking about you can't even take someone out on a date to just go to a simple restaurant. You got to go to some high class. It's crazy, man. It's weird.
I thought we would be going like the opposite way, but it seems like we're going down the wrong path with these young stars that are making. I mean, I think it's beautiful. It's a great thing that the money is there for them, you know, and even like high schools now have an opportunity to gain or make money off of NIL, name, image, and likeness, right?
Yeah.
So they're paying big amounts of money to high school and college athletes. I just wish that the mentorship was there as well to help them manage their money a little better than they are. Yeah.
I thought they were, you know, some of the old, not old, retired players and stuff were working with some of these athletes to try to mentor them on how to handle their money and stuff like that. And it's not all about splurging and partying, but you still see to these days that these NFL players, NBA players, all along is still having these stories of having money and now they're in debt. There's something else. We can save that one. There is another player. I forgot. He's actually in debt. It's actually somebody popular that we know that basically he took money in loans, and he's in crazy debt.
Bruno,
who was that?
Talking about Bruno Mars?
No, that's even another one. I totally forgot about that one. This one is actually I want to say he was a NFL player. I don't know if he's retired or he's trying to, I don't know. I don't want to go down there, but I'll get it and we can talk about it. But yeah,
a lot of people like that, man. Unfortunately,
serious debt, man. But yeah, man.
Antoine Walker, maybe Antoine Walker might have been it, because I know he went through something like that, similar too. He's played for the Celtics.
Dude, I forgot. I forwarded to you because it was on Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp was talking about it, and I forwarded. So I don't know. We got to go back. I don't want to go.
We'll figure that one out.
See how we can't stay focused on what we got. We end up talking about.
I know we're all over the place always.
Yeah. So we do have another one. Are you good with that one?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
Amari Hardwick, and there's a reason why I definitely wanted to bring this Amari Hardwick. If anybody don't know who it is, that's Ghost from Power. He is the first franchise or the first start of all this other stuff that you guys are watching right now. Everybody know Ghost. Ghost got killed off after Jesus. How many seasons was it? Was it just three?
No, it can't be just three.
Was it way more seasons of Power? And I watched all of them, and I don't even know.
I don't think it was just three, man. Now you got me curious. Hey, yeah. Ghost was around for a while, man.
Yeah, he was around for a while.
I feel like we're on season three of Tariq, so it had to be longer than that.
Yeah, about the original Ghost. Anybody that knows, I don't know why I stopped at three, but I've watched the complete – I watched all of Power. But I don't know. It's been around for a minute, but I feel like it wasn't like no – a whole – that many seasons.
So he started in 2013 mm-hmm. with Power. So I would think he had at least 5 to 6 seasons of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah. I don't know what the hell I got three. But the thing is, I was not expecting Ghost to ever be killed off, ever. I thought Ghost was going to be around forever. I don't know what happened behind the scenes. You know, we did speculate. But we'll get into that. But the reason why I wanted to bring this up, because Ghost did go on to a podcast, and he did voice his opinion on what he was paid for Power. So we're gonna play that clip real quick, and then we'll get a little more deeper to what we need to say.
50 and Courtney, I'll thank you forever, but all of them know he didn't really make no money. They know it before I know it.
That's crazy to me,
because they're higher up in the company.
Up to that point though, in your career, you still weren't making money where you were taking loans
on Power. I never got that. And the end of it, never, right? Never. How much do you think I made a week? An episode?
I would think 20.
Angela Bassett makes $250 on 911. She's the highest paid.
She makes $250 a week?
So you had to at least $150.
No, then you got it right. First time I've ever disclosed it. But I was also the face of the network.
All right, there you heard it. There you heard it. Now, he wasn't making $250. He was on, was that Bars by Culture? Is that the actual podcast? I don't know. It was shared by Funk Flex. And what happened is he was basically telling Amari that Angela Bassett is making $250,000 a week on the 911 show that she's on, and she's basically the highest paid. So you got to at least be making $150. And according to Amari's response, he must have hit the nail on it. He said, then you're correct. He was making $150,000 a week. Now, he does feel in his heart, if you watch that clip, that he should have been making more because he's basically the face. And you know that franchise is going on now to this day, even though I know some things are going to – speculations of things being canceled. But that's neither here or there. I do have another take on people that sign contracts and then complain about the money. But – let's just stick here real quick on how do you feel, bro, about Amari Hardwick? He's making $150,000. He was, and he felt like he wasn't making enough with him being the face.
So I started one way, right, on this. I started feeling like, oh, Amari's bugging. Mm-hmm. Amari Hardwick is absolutely bugging. $150,000 a week, he need to shut up. 50 put him on, right? Then I thought about it a little bit more. A little bit deeper. And I'm like, you know what? This dude killed that role.
Yeah.
He absolutely, like you see him, you think Ghost, right? You see him, you think Ghost. And he had some powerful scenes in that show, you know, to the point where, like, I think the show's falling off once he left. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's still a good show. I still watch it, but it was different when he was on there. He was definitely the face of it. He made that franchise take off. Mm-hmm. That being said, I get it. He started off at 150. I don't know that anybody initially thought it was going to blow up to the level that it did, meaning power.
Right.
I don't see any issue with him coming back to the table and trying to restructure his contract. You know, like, listen, man, we started off at 150. This has now gone to a place where you're making hundreds of millions of dollars off of this, right? Mm-hmm. Is it unfair to say, I think I should sit down and have a bigger slice of this?
I'm trying my best.
I'm interested. I know you probably come from a different lens, but.
Yeah, because I'm constantly looking online and seeing people complaining about what they were paid. And I'm not talking about the actress of how they were treated and nothing like that. I'm just talking about people breaking contracts and not sticking in their contract because they felt like they were done wrong by the amount of money that they're getting paid. Now, Amari, my question is to you is, did you sign a contract saying that you agreed to $150,000 a week? My guess is you did, because you wouldn't have been working if you actually didn't sign a contract. How long did you sign that contract for? Now, never long. Now, me being a business owner, I see a lot of people that are either employed, that work for a company, always getting into the company's pockets. Don't worry about what the company is making. That's the reason why they're in business. I mean, unless it applies and you were supposed to be getting a percentage or interest or whatever. But a company is supposed to make money. That's how they keep you employed and paid. You know, like, you do expect raises from time to time, but you have a contractual obligation that you signed that you were going to do this part for $150,000 a week. Now, your contract may have ended and they didn't negotiate with you, or you weren't going to do it. Maybe that's why they killed you off. I mean, at the end of the day, so be it. We can always hope that a company would be, all right, if this blows up, I'm hoping that, you know, I'll get an incentive, or I'll get more money, or I'll be able to negotiate my contract. That's stuff you're supposed to be doing at the beginning. If you have an attorney, anybody listening, you make sure things are negotiated in your contract, so if things happen in the future, you'll be able to renegotiate. I'm not going to go on a smear pain. Like, say, this is just my opinion. I wasn't there in the room with him. He may have had some behind the scenes issues going on, but I'm pretty sure he was in a contract, and you can't complain about that because you signed on the dotted line. We hear these people tell me, I needed the money. Oh, I don't care nothing about that. You signed it, complete the contractual agreement.
But so fair point. But let me throw something else at you.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, you know, like, once you start this, you sign this contract, like you said, you're being paid $150 per week, right? That's just per week. Mm-hmm. That I don't know how many episodes that they're recording a week, right? They could be doing two, they could be doing three, right? There's also the time commitment to this now, right? So now this is blown up. You've locked in at $150, which is probably below your market value now since the show has taken off. In large part because of your acting skills, right?
Yes, sir.
The talent that you brought to the table, right? So now you are unable to now, you know, maximize like your financial, you know, I'm at a loss of words, like, you know, just your potential, right? Because you have to be here on set for this one show that you're locked into $150 per week. You could be losing an opportunity at $1 million per week for another show, right? There could be competitive offers coming in to say, this guy is talented. We want to get this guy. So it's not just what he signed for that one show. It's also what he might now have to turn down because he's locked into recording for power, right? So if you have a talented individual, the show is blowing up. You're making more money than you ever thought you were going to make, right? He's getting offers. You know you want to keep your talent. You want to keep this thing going, right? Is it not selfish to say, well, you signed the contract at $150 when you know there are competitors out there that can possibly steal the key cog to your show? Why not come back and say, you know what, Amari, you did such a good job, man, and the show's doing so well. You know what? We're going to reward you. We're going to bump that up to $500,000 per week, right? We're gonna make good. We're going to show you a good faith effort on our part to show you that we appreciate what you've done. We may not be able to give you the million that, you know, 911 was going to give you, but we know your contract locks you in at a number that's probably lower than you should be getting. Here's 500, because you know they could afford it. Let's not act like they're broke. Let's not act like they didn't have the money, Donnell. They got the money. They got the money. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. But I'm just thinking, like, you know, if we were in business and we hired people to be a part of the team and they were in this, I'm sure we'll turn around, you know, when the year roll over, probably give people good incentives and stuff. Like, at the same time, we're not really contracted into our jobs, right? I can be on signed on to a job where I'm making $100,000 a year. Of course, there's other jobs out there that's willing to pay me $175,000, but guess what? I can make that decision and go do it. I mean, at the same time, he can go break his contract if he wants. He's probably going to pay some money out of it, but at the same time, there's always going to be somebody that's going to pay more. We can't operate on business like that. We can always hope that our bosses give us raises and good incentives. Well, what contract did you sign? Was that included in your contract? We can always hope, and we sign on to things like this, wishing that things blow up. And at the same time, everybody really that didn't know him before, even though he did work before, now knows Amari Hardwick as Ghost. You can take what you did here and move on to do other things. Why is that not jumping off the way it should be? Like, sometimes I feel like we jump the gun way too soon and we keep worrying about what's in the pockets of others. Make sure you're not living above your means too. $150,000 a week is crazy. That's good money. Yes, that people can say, oh, yeah, that's to you. But in this field, Angela Bassett is making $250,000. You think you're better than Angela Bassett? I don't want to do the comparison, but don't tell me that people make way more money. Yeah, they do. But Angela Bassett is on 911 making $250,000 a week.
So here's the other thing I'm going to bring up.
Here we go. Here we go. Go ahead.
No, I just think it needs to be said.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
We've often heard, like, in Hollywood, you know, just the disparity between, like, payment for Black actors, right? Mm-hmm. And just, like, you know, Cat Williams spoke about it recently, or not even Cat Williams. He talked about Steve Harvey, like, selling out Monique, and Monique talked about this, and, like,
right,
you know, people choosing the money over morals and things of that sort. Like, the feeling that if you don't take it, if I don't take this right now, I may not get it, right? So people are accepting deals that are below what their market value is. And you're shaking your head, right? But at the same time, I don't think Leonardo DiCaprio is having to go through that. I don't think Robert De Niro is having to go through that. I don't think Jim Carrey is having to go through that, right? So what their starting point is well known to be significantly less,
right,
than those of other people that are not African-American actors, right?
Yep.
So we're already coming into this with the understanding that, no, Amara, you can't ask for $500,000. That's not what we pay. That's not the going rate for this type of role or for your, you know, group of people. You know, you're not established. You got to take that. But once it blows up and you've now reached the level of these other individuals, you're damn right he should be saying, I want more money, regardless of what I signed for. I have now, it's my talent. It's my talent that has now brought this to the number one show on all major networks on primetime TV. So let's look at the other shows that are on primetime TV, what their people are put, because now we're there now, right?
Yes.
We might have started down here, but now our counterparts are those that are out 8 p.m. Friday nights, Saturday nights, where they're making the big money. That's where we are right now, right? And you're pulling in the money at that. So, like you said, he could have walked away from it. He could have walked away from it. Then they probably would have been blackballed and been called a problem like Monique, and can't get a show or a deal now. I just think you're looking at this from a hard-nosed business perspective.
Yes, sir.
And you absolutely are. You absolutely are. And I think at some point in time, man, we got to reward those that helped to bring us up. And I think he helped bring 50 up.
I agree, which I don't know about that. But I was with you until you got to that
level. He didn't help 50?
He helped the company in this franchise that we got going on. Yeah, yeah, he did.
Absolutely helped
he did.
Show blow
but
up.
At the same time, I know we're in this underpaid schedule, and I know it's more of like the Black women and stuff like that. There's been plenty of Black men that were making great money, but at the same time, are we not going to address that these are our own doing it to our own as well?
Wait. That's too easy. That's like a cop out, right?
No. Wait. But that's not his. This is not his situation. We're talking about Amari Hardwick.
Hold on. Because you just said something that just was incorrect, and I have to call it out.
Please,
right?
Come back.
So you said historically it's African American women who are underpaid. No, it's African American men and women.
No.
Right?
That's true. That's true, but that's not the talk right now. That's not the talk that's been going on for the last past few years.
Because the two people that there are two people that I can say have been paid, you know, according to what everyone else is getting across the way. And that's Will Smith, who was getting paid that way, and it was Denzel. Aside from that, we don't have anybody making that type of money in this field that I can see.
There's a lot of actors out there making some good money.
Kevin Hart now.
I mean, he's been making plenty. He's been making millions of dollars, which don't take away for anybody that feel like they were underpaid. Now, I don't want anybody to take that route and disrespect nothing like that. But at the same time, as far as like what I was talking about, I just feel like you can want all you want and say that you feel like you deserve more money. But at the same time, when you sign somebody to a contract, now we all as like if you ran a company like that or you in the movie business, you would hope that they would give you some type of incentive and bonus or whatever. I would greatly appreciate it or renegotiate my contract. But I'm saying if you're contracted in for 10 seasons, and by the fifth season, this thing is blowing out of the roof, I still got you contracted for 10 seasons. Like you
That's
can
terrible.
Come, no, but you can come. No. It's not terrible. Otherwise, it's there's no point. There's no points of contracts. Contracts can be broken if you want them to, but you're going to have to pay the penalty. Like, but at the same time, to say that I'm stuck on to say that you have to, you don't have to, you should, you don't, you know, you, I can hope maybe. Like you don't have to. That's the point why you sit down and you look at the and they're always looking at what they made, but at the same time they never think of what they can spend. Every you can't take everything you made and throw it back in. They have a certain budget of what they are allotted for each season or what they're willing to spend. Who they you know with everybody's contracted. If they need somebody to hire, you can't worry about. You can't always be focused on like because we all we,
that budget
we,
changes. You know, we, that budget changes. That budget changes. Let's not act like
yes,
you
it
know,
goes up. Yeah, it goes up. But don't
but
mean I'm going to take.
The same,
it's not going to just go to one actor. You think
so,
I'm?
So, what we can't do is ignore the people that are at play here, right? So. 50 Cent, because it's 50 Cent, right? 50 Cent
it's not
has
just,
had
it's
these
not just
problems 50. With artists.
It's not just 50.
No, but he's involved.
He's the face, he's but 50 is tied in with a few people.
Yeah, but he's involved.
Yes, he's
right?
involved.
And
yes.
we know over time that 50 has had this issue with recording artists, right? And
bad
now it's
managed,
power.
Bad money management
you say,
recording
you say,
artists.
You say, so you say that, right? But how about this? So this week, the same show, you got Tariq and other individuals on the spinoff of this because Ghost was so good. We now have a spinoff where his son now has a show because they killed him off, probably because he wanted more money, right?
Probably.
They didn't even know that 50 was canceling the show until we found out that 50 was canceling. This is making the last season of the show.
Oh, now it's just 50.
I'm just saying, Darnell. So these contracts you want to talk about, right? I'm sure the contracts, you know, were written out for a certain amount of time.
Right.
Right.
And I'm sure it says in the contract that this show can be canceled. It's not something that's
So everything is about what so the actor has no rights, is what you're saying.
Come on,
no
we
rights,
all know how
no
that goes. Rights. You barely have none. Like really? Really?
And this is okay.
I'm the moneymaker. I'm the one that's in charge here. I hired
that's
you to do a job. You know at most of the time
that's
you damn near don't have no damn rights. The most rights you can do is probably quit and never show up to work. And probably have
I'm
some
say,
legal
if,
obligation.
If it were not for power, 50 Cent would not be who he is to this level today. If it were not for power, because his music career took off. It was amazing. The whole music game as a whole has changed. As far as the money that's being made in music, right? It's fallen off with the music piece of it. He was able to recreate himself successfully through his vitamin water deal. That was great, great businessman. And then power came. Power has kept 50 relevant for the last 10 years because it hasn't been the music, bro. It hasn't been the music.
All right, so.
Aside from the intro songs, I can't tell you a 50 Cent song that he's made over the last couple of years.
This is crazy. You know what? Give Amari $10 million a week. Give them all the money. Never mind everybody that's a part of this show that they got to pay. They just think just the actors are involved. There's no production. There's no cameraman. There's no none of that, right? So any budget that they got to make, that they got to hire people when the thing starts to get bigger and bigger and there's more they have to do, let's just give all the money to him. Like, right? Like,
so everyone no else should. So, So wait, let me stop you. So everyone else, the cameraman should be paid because now it's more money now. So the cameraman should get paid. The writer should get paid. You know, the lighting people should get paid. But the actors can't get paid? They can't restructure their deal?
Everybody is has to. No, sir. No, sir. Absolutely not. There's a pecking order that makes this train work, sir. I don't know if you know that or not. It's not just the people we see on the TV. You know, there's a lot of things that go into play when people have to create a budget and what needs to be paid out every time they got to call people to work. There's a lot of moving pieces to this right here. So
if the budget increases, you're saying you have to pay more for lighting, you have to pay more for cameraman, right? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I feel like that's where you're going with
that. Sometimes when things blow off, right? Sometimes when things blow up, they may have to do more. You know what I mean? They may have to do more episodes, whatever. They may have to do more things. You know, they may have to move into a different area to record this production. They may not come to work more often, but they may need more stuff in order to make this train continue to work.
as an actor have helped to grow this show to a place where the budget is now rising.
Yes.
Right. The demands of the show are now rising because it's blown up based off of my talent.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
My talent is a major part of this. Right.
Yeah.
So now the budget's increased. We can pay more out to this. We can pay more out to that. And I'm seeing that. I'm coming on set every single day. Better lighting. Wow. This is great.
No.
Good for the show.
But
right. We got a new cameraman, nice lens, right? Wow, that's great.
Yes.
I'm seeing this every single day, yet my check remains the same in year 9 as it did in year 1. That's blasphemous.
But I mean, I don't know what you signed. Like at the same time, you need that because, you know, your budget may not be that big. We think that when they do this comes personally from 50 Cent or what's it, Kim? I forgot what her name was. It just comes from their bank account. No, Courtney, sorry. It comes from their bank account. No, it doesn't work that way. There's an allotted budget. They're not going to go reach into their personal funds to keep something going on. Like, you know,
no,
when you
I
start,
that,
hold on, wait, wait,
is...
hold on. I'm just trying to rebuttal what you said. I'm not saying that, oh, they got to hire a new this. No, sometimes when you start off, you may not have the best stuff. But when things blow up and it does give you a bigger budget, you have to get better things in order to produce this great content that we love so much as Power. But like I said, I know when you make money and things blow off, just like any other company, you want to appreciate your talent, your employees.
You should,
anybody,
Darnell.
Should is
no,
a
you
very,
should.
Nah,
should,
it's
because,
a strong word, bro.
Hold on, that's a strong word.
You were real aggressive when you said that you should.
No. Because it's crazy to me that we're talking about the budget has now increased. We're acknowledging the budget increases. We're saying, and I agree, you need better lighting now. It's gotten a little bit better. Maybe you need, you know, I agree with all of what you're saying. But at some point in time, in that budget, you should be making a little bit of a side for the talent, too, that are helping grow the show.
I can't say, like me, absolutely. Am I obligated to? It all depends on what I sign. Like, we know, we all sign stuff where incentives and bonuses are all included in our contract. Because, listen, if you weren't, then you'd probably move on to somewhere else where it is appreciating you more. It's just not just the actors. Don't we all, on any type of level, complain about the appreciation that we get from our job? Like, we feel like we should get more. We may be, you know, happy of what we're getting or may be satisfied for right now, but you feel like you should be getting more. I'm not going to sit there and just be like, I can go find somewhere else that would appreciate me a little more better to my liking. But at the same time, if I signed on to do something, I'm going to do it. Like, if they don't decide to do it, yeah, you can get up. You know, you can feel how you want to feel about it, but move on to something else. But at the same time, if I sign, he's signing contracts. We ain't signing contracts. You know what I mean? We ain't signing contracts for any day. We can probably up and go somewhere else that someone, but you're signing contracts. You agreed with that amount because you probably needed it. You probably needed
at
it.
The
I don't
time.
At the time.
That's what the budget called for. Yes.
So none of what Power, even his talent and what Power giving him, hiring him to do the job, signing the contract, paying him $150,000 a week, none of that takes him out of Power to do bigger things outside of this, right? Why is that? Why is that not happening? I've seen him.
Whoa.
Let's do it. Why is it?
So wait, so we're going to say that he hasn't done anything since Power?
Not saying he hasn't done it. Like, I don't really, I shouldn't even went down that rabbit hole, to be honest with you. But I mean, nothing is telling me that he's somewhere right now making $150,000 a week.
No, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is.
He's somewhere right now making $150,000 a week?
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is.
I can't wait to see it.
With his name now, he should be commanding that, at least commanding that right now. I mean, he's a good actor, man. We're not going to sit here and act like Amari Hartman.
Amari, don't take anything I'm saying. I think you're an amazing actor. But people could say you're talking what you don't know, whatever, whatever. Listen, I know about contracts, and I know people complain a lot about feeling like they should get more as things getting well. Did you negotiate that? Is that in your contract? If it's in your contract and they're not doing it, then you kind of have more of a leverage than anybody that doesn't have that in their contract, and they're complaining because they're just watching what's going on and they're assuming. I'm pretty sure they don't have the layout, and they don't get the numbers. They don't just give it to anybody just so they can look and see what the company's making, do they?
Shame on you for minimizing Amari Hardwick. Let me just give you some of Amari Hardwick's accolades.
I kind of know him.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, he also has been cast in 2019 in Zack Snyder's Netflix film, Army of the Dead. Sure, he got a pretty penny for that. 2021, another Netflix series, Pieces of Her. Okay. April 22, he also starred alongside Kelly Rowland in a film, Fantasy Football. You know, I'm sure he was paid handsomely for that. Let's not act like this brother's not out here still making money.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he's not making money. But listen, I wouldn't, would he be getting those jobs if it wasn't for Power? Now, mind you, he was doing some work before that, but would he be getting those jobs like that if it wasn't for Power? Like, we want as much money as we can make. I understand that. But do we not ever go on what jobs have done for me to make sure I can make money in my career going further? We don't look into none of that, right? We don't look into none of that.
I'm gonna answer your question with a question. I'm gonna answer your question with a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Right? Because you're saying, would he have gotten any of that without Power, right? Would Power have been renewed again as long as it was without Amari Hardwick?
It could have been. It could have been. Because he didn't write it.
And he could have still gotten those roles had he not been on Power. It's the same
possibility.
Thing.
It's possible. One hand washes the other. But yeah. I hear you.
This one hand's making a lot more than the others.
But we know that when we go in. We know who the big bosses and the money makers are. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to pay me $150,000 a week. We know where the money's coming from. But the thing is, when we don't really know the inside of things, we tend to complain a lot on instead of not knowing the inside of things. Like I was saying earlier, we assume that places like Burger King and Popeyes are making a tremendous amount of money. But then when it comes out where they got to file bankruptcy and stuff like that, then things tend to happen. We think that Power and all the different Ghost remakes and all this stuff was making so much money. Why are they starting to cancel stuff? I mean, are people not watching as we assume? Like, we just don't know the ins and outs. We just assume that what we feel, that the views are coming in, and we feel like people are watching because y'all keep renewing the seasons, and I feel like I should be getting more money. I mean, I don't know what he was expecting to make. Maybe he wanted, like, maybe $1 million a week. Maybe not even that much. He may have not even been that greedy. Because that's just being greedy.
That's greedy. Earning something is completely different, but I'm gonna let that
okay.
go.
Okay, yeah, you know what? You know what? You are absolutely right. But
thank you.
I would hope. I don't know what he was expecting to make. Maybe he wanted double than that. Maybe he felt like he should be making $300,000 a week because it probably wasn't cutting. Because as I'm talking, I'm seeing that there are other sides to this. You know, when people are working, they have teams and stuff like that. But I say a lot to that too. Because I know this thing came out where I got a check for this complete job and it was $10 million. And once it's broken down and I had to pay all my staff and this and that, I had $3 million. And I got to take that $3 million and pay all my bills. And then I'm like, if you're operating on that, you're living above your means automatically, number one, to me. All right. So, but I know that, you know, when taxes and all that stuff, it may not have been that much money. I mean, I see where he's getting at because his take home might have been like
not
60,000. You know what I mean? But it's the same stuff we all complain about at the same time.
That's a fact.
When they
that's
give
a fact.
You a deep, you think, oh, it's bonus time and they're going to hit you with all this. damn, they took all this taxes. Damn. They come on, taxes. Man. How do you work all year and then all of a sudden bonus? They want to take the most taxes they want to take out of anything you get paid. It's just the logic in that makes absolutely no sense. I don't care how many times I read about it, how many times people have broken down, taking something. I just feel like it's an accomplishment and the company is paying out based on how you did all year and how the companies did all year. Why is all my money being taken? It's just, and it ain't got nothing to do with them. It's the government.
They piss you off now. Somebody to piss you off now. Shout out to Amari Hardwick.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out, man.
We miss you as Ghost, man. I think you should have got paid. Forget what Darnell said.
Yeah, I feel like he should get paid too. But at the same time, this is the way things go on, man. I pay attention very careful of what I sign, man. I'm sorry. I just do. And I just don't. If you, and we all know, putting the faith and the hope in other people's hands that they're not really obligated to do, things like that happen.
That's a good point.
It definitely happens. It happens like that. So, anyway, man, I get off of that, man. No hard feelings, Amari Hardwick, man. Come on the show, man. We can talk about it and we can really find out what's been going on the inside. Oh, man. But, yeah, man, we got one more, which is kind of crazy. It kind of really goes with our segment of what would you do segment of our show is and I'm sure a lot of people may have heard about it, about this man collapsing into a coma for 3 days after finding out that the place that him and his wife were supposedly renting for the last 10 years, turns out she's the damn owner of it. Now, I've been looking at all these stories. I have not found the story how she even acquired that property. I don't know if it was passed down to her through. It just seemed like there's so many bits and pieces people only really care about. How would you do that? But I know there's different takes to it. So, bro, I'm going to let you just go right into it on how you would feel. And if people didn't hear, because I know I'd be rambling sometimes, this guy, he ends up collapsing and went in a coma for 3 days because he finds out his wife owns a property that they've been staying in for the last 10 years. What would
you
guys do?
They thought renting.
They thought they were renting, man. And he was paying rent, man.
That's crazy. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, so here we are. We're both married men, right?
Yeah.
I think, and I'm speaking to all married men out there, all men that are, you'd be foolish to think that there isn't some sort of account on the side that we're not aware of.
Absolutely.
I would say, at least 80% of relationships, there's some sort of account on the side that we're not aware of. For whatever reason, I'm not saying it's for malicious intent or purposes, but there's things going on, right? I think she's a smart businesswoman. We don't know what this – no, I'm going to say it like this. Clearly she felt there was a need or a reason to separate this individual from, you know, this property. This man could have had all types of problems, right? All types of financial issues, right? He could have been, we just talked about people living above their means. He could have been the prime example of an individual who lives above their means. Maybe she was protecting this man by saying, you know what? We're together. She didn't leave him. They were still married, right? So maybe she's protecting his interests by saying he can't manage this correctly. So I'm going to have him pay into this. We're going to stack this money and we're going to be okay long term. I'm going to take that side of it, Darnell.
That's a really good point.
Maybe that's what was going on.
That's a really good point.
Thank
and
you.
And I'm glad you actually brought that point up on the show. But however, if he's in that state of mind, okay, now I always got to rebuttal what you said before I make my point. If he's in that state of mind and he's bad money's management and he just screws everything up, what the heck you think's going to happen when he finds out about it? Or even if she happens to pass away before him, what do you think he's going to do with that stuff?
He's going to blow the money.
He's not being taught, but you're stringing him along. Now, this is just if, you know, this is just one. You're basically stringing him along with this whole mind frame of you just messes everything up. You just don't have the right mind. So I just did this. I had you pay rent, but it's really paying into our property. I'm not really stealing from you, but this is paying into our property and things that we need because I need to control you that way because you're just not there. Are you ever teaching him anywhere? Like, this makes everything worse that he finds out like this. This makes everything work. It doesn't help. Like, maybe it does. Maybe there's different conversations now happening now that weren't being able to happen before. Maybe he needed to go into
He's probably in a better financial place than he would have been had he known. He didn't lose anything.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't lose anything.
Yeah. But,
you know,
man, just the fact, like, we can't, like, I hear all the comments. She's a boss. She's a leader. Why would he just stay there for free and she doesn't charge him? That comment made absolutely no sense. If somebody's living there, why the hell, if he think he's renting it, why would he be living there for free? Like, of course he's going to pay rent. What are you talking about? He would think more to live there for free if he actually knew that he owned it. I mean, you still probably got to pay mortgage, because it doesn't say that, you know, it's completely paid off or there's no mortgage on the property. It didn't really get that deep. But at the same time, it's very sticky, and I'm sure the household's going to be very weird. We're not going to, for all the benefits that's probably going to, well, and at the same time, we don't even know if his name's even tied onto the property. So,
well, it can't be. For him to not know that they owned it, he had no clue. Yeah. She must have bought it on her own or inherited, like you said.
She may have inherited, but if she's going
to. How about this? She could have left him. She already owned the property. She could have been like, yo, you know what? I don't need this dude. I'm going to leave him, and just still made money on her property by herself. She could have. She didn't. She stayed with him as a loyal wife.
No, right? He still asked out. Staying with him, he still asked out. He owns nothing. He's been paying for the mortgage. Unless she says, you know, I wanted to surprise you because I just wanted to help you because you couldn't help yourself. But at the same time, I'm showing you all this and I'm putting your name on this, 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 and that. We're good. We own it. I just had to get your mind right. It may have took you getting to the hospital and being in a coma for 3 days. Can you imagine what that man felt to pass out into a coma?
Oh, but I bet you he. I bet I can't. I can't even begin to imagine. But I can tell you what I bet you he didn't do is say I'm leaving you. I bet you he didn't say that.
Yeah, he probably didn't say that.
I bet you he ain't no dummy. I bet you he ain't no dummy. He walked right up, drank his ginger ale from the hospital. Yeah. You know, I said, we're going to have to work this out. We got to figure this out. We're going to do some counseling. Yeah. We're going to do some therapy. But I need some of that money. I guarantee you he ain't walking away from that relationship. Guaranteed. She is a boss, Darnell. She's a boss. It was a boss. You just
She is a boss, but you don't like to hear people say, like, the whole thing was like.
You can't do that, Darnell. We just talked about Amari Hardwick and, you know, decisions that are made and contracts, all this and that. He should have looked at the fine print of that apartment lease before he signed that, before he went into that. He should have looked at it.
I can guarantee you he had no ties into that. It was just give me the money.
which is why she had to protect him, because he doesn't take a look at the smaller, finer things. He just goes out there and just gives money without being a smart businessman.
It doesn't make you think.
She knew her man.
I think she actually was owning that and paying on that before he came around.
Of course. Well, she probably was. I mean,
only reason why I was saying that is because now when you sit and think about it, it does make sense that if he didn't know all this was going on, you may have came into over to her stuff. You know what I mean? Y'all might have not moved in there. She was probably already there. Unless she has tenants there or you guys moved in there together, that would be different. But I feel like she already had this stuff established for her before he came around.
Had to. She had to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, but then it still shows that the relationship was kind of built. There's a lot of lying and dishonest stuff going on in that relationship. That 10 years, my guy, that you don't even know what's going on with your girl. You don't even know that she's owning property. She's making boss moves. She has investments. There's a lot of sticky things with this story, man, that just, like, when it comes down to it, it's still a little dishonest, period. Like, I'm sorry. I don't care how we try to butter that.
It is.
But it might build stronger. I mean, but the question is, I have one question. What are we doing, man? If that happened to us, are we staying? I'll answer
so
first.
I paid 10 years what I thought was rent.
Yeah.
When my wife owned the property. Wow. So she's banking. She's paying the mortgage. I'm paying the mortgage without any ownership.
Wow. I don't even think we should answer that.
I'm going to answer that.
Go ahead.
I'm going to answer that. I think I'm leaving. And I think I'm suing the hell out of my wife in that situation.
I think he could. I mean, it all depends on how he came in it. I mean, we know our situation is different. And yeah, I think I would sue too, man. I got to get some of that money back. It was under false pretenses, man.
I've been paying into a more, like, so my name's not on it, which means also the tax write-off that you've been receiving every single year for all this property. Like, you're making money off of this. You made money off of me. I'm not seeing anything because I'm thinking I'm renting this. This is money that's just leaving my pocket, going to someone else, and I just have a roof over my head. That's all I have, you know?
He must pay attention to nothing, man.
No, but which is why she did it. She knew she could. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm too nosy not to know.
I don't know. So who's the landlord? I need to talk to the landlord. The faucet's not working right. Right. Yeah. I got to talk to somebody about this. I'm just paying to fix the faucet. And I ain't talking. Nah, that's crazy.
Unless you know they got these things now where all statements and everything, you ain't even got to have them in the mail.
That's true.
But if things coming in the mail and he's still, I mean, he don't just have no ties. But yeah, man, I think there has to be a conversation. I mean, if my name is getting transferred to everything that's going on, then we make and talk. But things gonna be a little different for a little while.
Sure.
But let us know what you guys would do, man. We would love to hear your comments on there. You know, you can't just sit here and listen to our two sides. You know what I mean? We all know there's two sides, but then honestly, there's only one true story. But yeah. Yeah, so make sure y'all let us know y'all sides, man. If y'all listening, make sure you let us know your sides. We'll drop this episode and we'll definitely I'm gonna wanna know y'all sides, man. If you told me that you listen, I'm gonna ask you what you think about it.
For sure.
Yeah. But we appreciate you guys for listening. You got anything else you wanna say, bro?
No, man, appreciate y'all. We'll tap in next time with some more episodes, some more content, man. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah. All right. We up out of here. I'm your host, Darnell.
It's Rob.
Peace.